Budget cuts and mechanical breakdowns left many of this year's passengers stranded, dropping destinations, or switching to air travel. Town leaders say that hurt tourism, especially small-town excursions, restaurants, and bed and breakfasts. Wrangell Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore said she's being asked whether it will happen again.
It's just so critical from an economic standpoint for our businesses and our communities that if we have all these cancellations in July and August, it'll just be disastrous.
Small communities dependent on the Alaska Marine Highway were the hardest hit since they had fewer alternatives. Pelican Mayor Patricia Phillips said officials need to have backup plans when ferries break down.
It's essential to reschedule canceled service due to mechanicals or scheduling changes. We have, freight out here waiting to ship out, so it's important to reschedule that service.
It's a worry in more than Southeast. Prince William Sound, for example, faces significant service cuts with its fast ferry tied up next year. Alaska Travel Industry Association President Sarah Leonard said a third of her 700-member businesses are in ferry ports.
The changes to the schedule last summer resulted in a 14% decline in non-resident travel on the ferry, and members told us that they lost thousands of dollars in business due to the rebookings and cancellations.
Alaska Marine Highway officials said they're doing their best to design a schedule that can be maintained. That's the reason for the deep reductions proposed for next summer, which reflect a $25 million budget cut. Transportation Department Deputy Commissioner Mike Neusel says everything depends on legislative funding.
There's always risk and uncertainty there. I will do my best in testifying and communicating that it's important that we lock that schedule in and actually fund the schedule we publish.
Neusel and other ferry officials say they'll make some changes in the draft schedule for next summer. It should be complete in December. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.